from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We've got USA New Zealand women's rugby going on right now in the Olympics, following that, watching that. Daily Ticker here at the top of the hour, brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on locations, events, and award-winning beers independently brewed since 96. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Going through some stuff yesterday. Ducks had their media day. Camp is about to open for them. And the Portland Timbers cannot lose, so I thought of no better person to talk to than our good friend Ryan Clark of OregonLive.com, the Oregonian, on Twitter, at Ryan T. Clark, and he joins us now. Ryan, good morning. Good to have you on with us. I don't know if you've seen this, but evidently the Oregon Duck is at Nebraska's media day. I don't know why. I don't know if there was something said. I don't know if there's a beef here. It's elite trolling and marketing for Oregon yet again. I'm more confused why Nebraska allowed it in, but the Oregon Duck mascot is currently at Nebraska's media day.
Yeah, I think the duck sort of roams where he pleases, whether he's inflatable or not these days. So I assume that is a continuation of these sort of marketing. We could call them stunts that the Ducks have engaged in these first couple of weeks here.
I don't know about you, man, but like if I was Matt Rhule, I would actually be pissed that he was allowed in. I this is cute and funny and good on Twitter. You're not becoming the thing at my media day. I'm not having to answer questions about the duck.
No, and you don't want to have to answer questions about the duck, and you probably don't want to fight the duck either. From what I understand, the people that have been in that suit over the years have been in tremendous shape, not only from all the push-ups they've done, but just the running around they do. So I don't know if they want to fight them either.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a big beak. Media day yesterday after Big Ten media day, and so it's a good one for everybody locally that can't go to Indianapolis and ask the question to get a one-on-one with Lanning and all the players, not just the three that they had at media day. What was your takeaway from media day? We talked about Kirby Smart and Georgia's offseason woes that have happened, and Dan Lanning certainly having a moment right now, kind of an underrated face of the sport, the way he's talking to people. What was your takeaway from Oregon Media Day yesterday?
Just really, you know, impressed with the, you know, sheer volume of not only, you know, expectations that have swirled around this program, but the level of talent that they're bringing out there. I mean, you talked about the opportunity for local media at this media day to speak to more than just the three players that were at Big Ten media days. That was Dylan Gabriel, Jeffrey Bassa, and Terrence Ferguson, who we heard from when they were in Indianapolis. The two deep on this roster is pretty unbelievable because we ran through about 2.5 hours of players basically in groups of four. And each time they'd bring a new group of guys out, you're like, oh, there's a former five-star. Oh, there's a former four-star highly rated recruit. There's a guy transferring in from this high-level program. And you think about the depth and you think about each individual position across both sides of the ball, and you're like, you know, where's the weakness? And that's a question Dan Lanning, in a separate interview, not at our media day, was asked, and he couldn't really point to it. And, of course, he's not going to, you know, denigrate anybody on his team as being a weakness. But at the same time, objectively, from the outside, you look at this team and you're like, where's the weakness? Where's the lack of experience? And right now, there's not a whole lot of areas that are terribly glaring, and a lot of impressive people, too, just beyond the, you know, the day to day of the football program and their opportunity to potentially win a national championship this year. There's a lot of seemingly like high character and interesting guys with unique stories on this team, and I really look forward to delving into all of it this year.
Ryan Clark is our guest here, OregonLive.com. You can find all of his work there. He does a great job. He's covering the Oregon Ducks and the Big Ten and the Portland Timbers. He is a do-it-all guy right now for OregonLive.com on Twitter, at Ryan T. Clark. I'll ask you a couple Timbers questions, but I want to stick with football. What position group is most exciting for that program right now?
Just based on what I was focusing on yesterday in terms of, you know, the stories I was pursuing and the people I was talking to, I didn't realize until I spoke to these guys quite how many talented and experienced receivers that they have for Dylan Gabriel to throw to. Each of these guys with their own journey to Eugene, but all of them doing something unique. You think about Evan Stewart, a big shot, big play guy that can go up and grab it. Tez Johnson, somebody with a ton of speed who could be an elite slot receiver that could even lead the country in receiving yards. Trayshawn Holden, been in a program at Alabama with a ton of experience there at a high level. Gary Bryant Jr. and Kyler Casper and all these dudes that, like, you couldn't have picked a better situation, and this is something I've said before, but you couldn't have picked a better situation to plug Dylan Gabriel into in terms of the weapons that this guy has. Obviously, replacing guys along the offensive line is part of the question, but in reality, the depth that they've been able to develop there and the guys they've been able to bring in and the experience at the tackle spots in particular leads me to believe that Dylan will be pretty safe back there and have some time to throw to these guys. But that wide receiver group, man, that's impressive. And on the other side of the ball, they've got some dogs on that defensive line. And that's a phrase that all of those fine 270-plus pound gentlemen like to use to describe themselves. And it rings true. I mean, these are big dudes. These are Big Ten dudes. And for anybody that might be watching this team and watching this program from the outside and think, oh, maybe they might not match the physicality of the Big Ten. They're this West Coast, Pac-12, yada, yada school. You meet these guys, you look at them, you hear them talk, you see what schools they might have transferred in from. They seem to be ready to meet that moment.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You mentioned the receiver group defensively, too. Like, we know Lanning. I mean, his pedigree is defense, right? That's what his reputation is. He understands what it takes, I think, to get to those guys to a championship level, given what he did at Georgia. Offensively, it's crazy to say because Bo Nix was so special for them. Dylan Gabriel, very good quarterback. Not really sure the stats necessarily need to be matching Bo in many ways, given this might be the most talented offense, a more talented offense than they had last year, and that's not something I was sure I would say at this point, considering what Bo Nix was for them, Bucky Irving. You go through the lineup, what they lose versus what's coming back or what's filling in, and it's not something I thought I would say, but like that offense probably better on paper, at least going into the season.
I think definitely. I mean, Dylan is a Heisman favorite for a reason.
Yeah.
He's a guy that has that capability with his legs that, you know, Bo had, but not nearly to the level that Dylan does. And as you said, the weapons that Dylan is going to have to work with this season are better than last year, just in terms of sheer volume. There's guys that are going to be, you know, fighting and scrapping for snaps that would be, you know, stars or starters at other major programs across the country. This is how you build these sort of national championship programs, is let the cream rise to the top. And Lanning gets that. And yeah, maybe you lose a few of these guys to the portal along the way. But at the end of the day, if you're this deep and you're built out in this way on both sides of the ball, not just with, you know, offensive playmakers, you're able to play 16, 17 games in this new, you know, expanded playoff era and have that, you know, long-term foundational success.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Portland Timbers seem to be on fire right now. They're having a nice little run for themselves. I looked at the table setting. They're eighth right now in the West, but they've been playing substantially better football. For those of us out there, how would you explain what has happened with them? I tend to say this every year, and I'm not Mr. Soccer Sprague here, so you can correct me if I'm wrong. I seemingly feel like every year the Timbers start out slow, the fans get pissed, it's very loud, they then slowly turn it around, and then they make a push, and either they get to a good spot in the playoff or they creep into the playoff, and we feel better about them. What has changed for the Portland Timbers?
Yeah, I think that while it may be following a similar trajectory to previous seasons for the Timbers with a slow start and then having to get back on the horse a bit, they're really rolling now, and they look like a team that, you know, despite some of the ups and downs of these last few weeks, are on an upward trajectory to be a potential MLS Cup contender. And the reason for that is the attacking players that they've been able to, you know, put together and meld in the way that they have. Obviously, bringing Evander in 2 years ago as a designated player, these were the expectations that they had for him, and he's now exceeding that. He looks, in these, you know, 5-6 games that the Timbers have won the majority of and scored a ton of goals in, he looks like the most talented individual player that this team has had in its MLS history. Mm. That's obviously not to discount the greatness of guys like Diego Valeri, Diego Chara, Sebastian Blanco, who've all left a huge legacy with the team. But this is a guy who, if he continues to play at this level, they're going to sell him to a European club for a pretty big chunk of change. And he's the engine that feeds guys like Jonathan Rodriguez and Felipe Mora up top. Both of those dudes have had tremendous seasons and scored a ton of goals. And in addition to obviously the production that those guys have brought, they've shored up some of the defensive issues that they've had. Now it's not been perfect. There's been a couple of 3-goal spots that they've given up in this last few games. But in general, it's just a buy-in for Phil Neville, who there were questions obviously at the start of his tenure, questions even prior to his hiring from the Timbers Army, which is always vocal about various issues. But he's, I think, proven his mettle as a coach that is willing to not only get buy-in from his players, but make the sort of tweaks and button pushes and knob twists that are necessary throughout MLS seasons and even within 90-minute games to get victories.
Yeah.
And it's not just been a matter of, oh, they've just overpowered teams and scored way more goals than others. They have won games on the merits of their game management, which is something that could not always be said the last couple of years.
Do you think they can make a run? Can they go deep into the postseason?
I do. I think that you know, if things go right, if they stay healthy, if they don't revert to some old habits of being really open at the back and getting in these shootouts where they have to win 3-2 or 4-3 or whatever in a postseason matchup with a tough squad, I think that the possibility of them making a run in an MLS Western Conference that has a great deal of parity is certainly possible. Would I bet on them to be in the MLS Cup final against Messi in Miami a few months from now? Not at this point, but I do think that they are trending in a direction of a team that absolutely can be in the mix, just given the talent that they have up top alone.
There we go. Good stuff. Ryan Clark, our good friend, OregonLive.com. We'll be talking to him a lot this football season, a football and football segment here with him as the Timbers are playing great soccer right now. And Duck Media Day yesterday as fall camp is about to open up and coming in with a lot of expectations. So, Ryan, we appreciate the time, man. We look forward to talking to you a lot this football season as there's a lot of expectation down in Eugene. Thanks for hopping on with us this morning. We always appreciate the time.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.